What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Mic check 1, 2, mic check 3, 4. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. And today I got my buddy Jeremy Dinsmore from the Antler Up Podcast as we discuss digital mapping and hunting applications. Some of these hunting applications include technology like predictive deer movement type technology, whether you like or dislike it. We talk about that. We talk about what we both look for in a digital hunting / mapping application. And it's just a really good BS session of what we're looking for and how we use it. So that, my friends, is what the topic of discussion is today. Before we get into that topic of discussion, I gotta talk to you guys a little bit about some of the products that I had a brain fart, right? We all get brain farts sometimes, so I'm glad you guys are patient with me. But Today, I do want to talk about a little bit of the companies that pay the bills over here. And the first one that I want to talk about today is the Reveal Cellular Trail Camera by Tacticam. So if you want to find out more information on the Reveal trail cameras, you can go to tacticam.com/cameras. Check out all the Reveal trail cameras that they offer. Now, I got a box of them. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not as experienced with these products yet, but as I start to get into the hunting season, you guys are going to hear me talk about them a lot more. Really good trail camera from what I've heard, and I believe all the information that I have so far on these cameras is basically what guys in the industry are telling me, all right? And guys that I trust, right? And usually these people tell me if something's dog shit, they're going to tell me about it. And I have not heard really anything bad about the Reveal trail camera. These guys are telling me that they are easy to set up. They are easy to attach to the mobile application. It's a very user-friendly process to get the camera up and running and to check the trail cameras and to adjust the settings. So the thing I tell everybody, especially when I am sponsored by a product that I don't have a lot of experience with, is to go to the website, read up on all of the information that is possible there. They're also very affordable. I'm comparing these trail cameras. I'm looking at the website right now. I'm comparing these trail cameras to other cameras on the market. And from a functionality standpoint, they compare pretty well. It's just that they're more affordable than all of these other cameras. So go to tacticam.com/cameras and you will find everything that you need to know about the Reveal trail camera. Next on the list is Code Blue Sense. I've been pushing this off and pushing this off and pushing this off. I have a box of rope-a-dopes that I need to hang out into the woods and get ready and do my preseason prep work. And I have done zero of it so far, so I'm a little bit behind. But the goal is to set up locations, not just tree stand locations. I want to set up a tree stand in the right spot. And then based off of the wind direction that I plan on hunting this spot, I want a mock scrape right in front of me within shooting range. And I may have to trim a little bit of a shooting lane, but I'm guessing somewhere around 20 yards broadside. It would be the ideal makeup here. Something that just gets deer to slow down right in front of me, or maybe come in just a little bit. So set up mock scrapes using the rope-a-dope kit and set up my trail cameras in the right spot that are facing the tree stand and facing the mock scrape, and then checking those trail cameras whenever I get an opportunity to get in there and hunt those stands. Or, you know, now we have cell camera technology, like I just mentioned, we have that technology as well. So I'm really looking forward to setting up these areas with a trail camera to see what's coming through with a good tree stand or a saddle location, and then a mock scrape. Now, on top of the mock scrape kits, Code Blue Sense also offers a variety of scent elimination products, like laundry detergent, deodorant, sprays, and then real synthetic deer urines, tarsal glands. It's really fresh. If you get the opportunity, go listen to one of the Hunting Gear podcasts that I did with Code Blue Sense and listen to how they collect all of their urine and the quality of the process in which they collect it to make sure that it's the purest, most cleanest form of real and or synthetic deer urine on the market. So go check that out. I do have a discount code NFC20, and that's going to give you 20% off. Okay. Next on the docket, we have FeedHub. Okay. And now this is a unique product because it is a device that attaches to any SpinCast feeder that allows you to remotely control your feeder and monitor your feed levels directly from your phone. Okay. So you're not sure how much feed you have in your feeder hopper. Guess what? I can check it on my phone through the SpinCast, through the Moultrie mobile app. This is a Moultrie mobile style product. The FeedHub
connects to the Moultrie Mobile app, just like all the Moultrie Mobile cell cameras do. So this would be a really good product if you live far away, if you run feeders and you live far away. So it allows you to adjust feeding schedules, you monitor your levels, and that way you only need to go to the farm or to the hunting land or whatever it is when you necessarily need to. You're not guessing, right? You're not sitting there with a scenario where feed has been out for a month or there's been a clog for a month and then you don't know it, right? And you go out there and the deer have since left your property because there's no food available. So be sure to go check out the Feed Hub by Moultrie Mobile at MoultrieMobile.com. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Good vibes in, good vibes out. Enjoy today's episode with my man Jeremy Dinsmore as we talk about digital mapping and mapping applications. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I got my cup of coffee this morning, and today I'm with the man from Antler Up, Mr. Jeremy Dinsmore. Jeremy, how are we doing today?
Good, Dan. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Man, summertime is a weird time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought during the school year was crazy. Summertime's multiple. Like, you just multiply everything. Kids are at home. It's crazy. This week, my kids are at camp, and I'm just grinding, trying to get as much work done as humanly possible. But I still feel stressed for some reason. So, what's summer like for you at your household?
All right. So this is going to sound, people are going to be cursing me, I bet, because obviously being a teacher and my wife is a teacher, we're both home, right?
Okay.
But this same, that's like it's a double-edged sword because now mm-hmm. she wants to get everything done. Like, she could be sitting there and she looks, I could just see when the gears just start turning. I say to myself, oh shit, here it comes. And she's here just like, yep. She's like, we need to do this, we need to do that. So then there's that honey-do list 100% gets made. And then kind of like what you said. So my daughter, who's 10, and then I have a baby that is 6 months. She, you know, so the other day, all three of them went to my in-laws and I said, I'm going to crack out all these items. I got a good bit done, but at the same time, it's like you said, still stressful. So even though it sounds like I might have more time on my hands, which I do, but I don't, if that makes sense, just because this is when everything gets done.
I know what you're talking about, dude. The other day, this was, okay, so we had a rotted board on our deck, and this was last summer? This was last summer. We had a rotted board on our deck, and something that could have been easily replaced. Yeah, we were looking at a new deck, building a new deck, and all I really needed to do was replace a single board. Mm-hmm. But God bless my wife. But she started leaning on me about a deck and leaning on me about a deck, leaning on me about a deck. And it was like, I'm just like, hey, let's get one more summer out of it. And then I'll do it next year when I've had time to prepare. Mm-hmm. Okay. Leaning on me about it. And one day sorry for my language, but I threw the fuck it card and I went straight to Menards. I bought all the stuff, put it in my truck, and I started ripping that deck out. And like, when she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, exactly what you want me to be doing right now, right? Yep. You can't complain about something and then ask me what I'm doing. You want me to build a new deck. And so then for the next, like, shit, I was like 2 weeks, because I didn't ask for anybody's help. I did it all myself. And then she just saw me out there dripping sweat. So at the end of it, she didn't say too much. Well, she got her brand new deck, of course.
But yep.
Yeah. So
no, that's funny.
Oh, the old honey-do list. Sometimes they'll sneak up on you, man.
Oh yeah. But it's just so funny though. Like I said, she could be happy go lucky. And then all of a sudden there's like that silence for 5 minutes and I could just see it going. I'm just like, oh shit, what am I going to have to do now?
Almost like a Terminator. Yeah. Right. Like, yep. Yep. I see, you know, like there's a crack on our ceiling. We need to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, it's good.
Oh yeah.
All right. So where are we at this summer so far, dude? And you, like, if you're anything like me, I have done zero to prepare for the upcoming hunting season.
Yeah, man. Like I said, my cameras have been out for a little bit. Last time we talked, I finally made a plan to go with my dad, and another plan to go with some of my buddies to go up to the New York property. And right now, this kind of our discussion that we tabled for today will actually kind of be good, because this is what I've just started kind of doing a lot more of, having more time to do. And so I'm kind of in that same boat. We're in that same, I think, realm of like, man, I haven't really been out in the woods doing too much at this point. So I'm excited to talk about this, just because this is what I've been doing a little bit more and plan to do more of in the future too.
Yeah. Yeah. I drew Kansas.
Nice. Okay? Congrats.
And I also, for the past however many years, I've gone to South Dakota, right? It's a draw now. I drew it the last 2 years, so I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. But Kansas is a new state, never hunted. So tons of e-scouting that has to be done yet. Looking for, like, basically putting a plan together of where I need to go check out once I go down there. That's the same thing with South Dakota. I have a ton of pins there already. However, every year I try to look and, you know, look for new and unique places to go that are maybe out of the way, maybe have a little bit less pressure, whatever the case may be. All right. So we're in agreement. We both use hunting apps.
Yep.
Basically digital mapping software for our for scouting, for planning, for preparation, for collecting data. Okay. Right. So what does Jeremy Dinsmore look for in a hunting app digital mapping service?
Honestly, my number one thing has been the detail of the maps. That to me, I think personally, Dan, the last maybe 2-3 years has been my biggest growth with my woodsmanship, to allow me to get into the woods and actually be maybe see something on the map because of a specific type of detail, or maybe the vegetation, and actually get boots on the ground and get in there and find a spot, like within a spot, if that makes sense. So honestly, I mean, one of my, and we'll talk about it later, but there's apps that have so many different features and great features. But honestly, my number one thing that I look for is those really good high resolution maps, different things that allow it to see when the foliage is on, see when the foliage is off, see maybe like other imagery opportunities that offer. So that's my number one thing, just because it helps me be a little bit more efficient when I get out in the boots on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very, I think that crystal clear digital high resolution imagery that you can zoom in on, as much as the app or the map allows you to, it is huge. And I will use an example. I think it's huge from a water standpoint, right? Different shades of green, especially when you get out west and kind of some of these drier climates. What am I looking for? I'm looking for just like subtle changes in greens, which will allow you to know that there's water in this drainage, or there's water here somewhere. Maybe there's a cattle tank. Maybe there's something that you can, just looking at a cattle tank itself, having the detailed imagery to zoom in and go, okay, that's a water source,
right?
Or that's a potential water source. And usually and I'm just giving a very detailed or a very specific answer here, is if you can zoom in on a cattle tank and you can see that there's green around it, then guess what? There's usually water there. And so that allows you to make certain assumptions like, okay, that's a water source for these deer or whatever you're chasing, antelope. Or it also means there's cattle there, and it might be a place you want to avoid too,
right,
if there's too much cattle. So detailed imagery, like you said, is very important, because it allows you to get not the whole story, but allows you to tell a story, like get enough information to start the story of these areas too. So
yeah, the key is with that diversity of different things coming together. You know, and again, the app that I'm using, it allows you to go through certain dates depending on the location of the satellite imagery. Mm-hmm. So like you could technically look at what it looked like October week 15th, and then, you know, what does it look like November? What does it look like in December? What does it look like in January, and so forth? So it is those things, like you said, Dan, are very critical when you could zoom in and see those little minute little details.
Right. Right. What else do you look for?
Honestly, you know, some of these, the other cool features are really neat that you could potentially use, like say, you know, predictions and all that type of stuff. But honestly, I like being able to have a journaling feature as well as like obviously like weather. I mean, all apps have the wind, all apps have like that type of stuff. But those little tidbits I really like, because I really used the journaling feature this past year on a lot of my hunts, especially here in Pennsylvania. I was lucky, but I used my historical data and just kind of piecing things a little bit better together, where my first 4 of 6 hunts, I killed a deer. And what I was basically, you know, doing was just journaling from the past and on what I was successful this year. I made sure at that point in time to hit the journal button, type in what happened, what I saw, and all the details from that day as far as weather goes, barometric pressure, and, you know, anything related to that information gets plugged in. So I don't have to go back and be like, okay, I know I killed a doe October 10th or whatever, and I saw this. What was the weather doing that day? I don't have to go back to Weather Underground. In my app, it already will have that detail.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And so, you know, those are the little things that I like to really focus on. And then, you know, other things are just bonuses. But again, that journaling aspect is probably what I really like.
Yeah. And I think as far as all of these hunting apps are concerned, they all have weather. It's a standard feature now.
Right.
And so the longer it takes, like the further we get into this technology, I feel like all of these apps are starting to equal out with some of the same features. Because back in the day, there wasn't much, there was some differences, big differences between these apps. And now I think they've all kind of gotten closer together.
Yeah. Just think 3 years ago when Onyx released I think they were the first ones to release the 3D imagery, and it was like, holy cow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now obviously everybody, GoHunt has it, and you know, Spartan 4, every brand has that 3D feature. But yeah, a couple of years ago when they were the first, that was like, oh man, now you could really see. And it's like Google Maps now on your phone that you could have it like that.
Yeah. And I don't think there's probably one that stands out more than the other. You know what I mean? I think they, like, as far as functionality, there's probably just a little bit, but they're not, you know, they're not really, there's nothing that's like these huge disparities or gaps between technology in any of them. So,
yeah, I think it's coming down to almost too, like, personal taste. Like, what have you been using for so long and you're so comfortable with it? And, you know, it's kind of those types of details. And then, like I said, that's where, honestly, that is where, if you have the great detail in your maps, that's where I think you really stand out amongst other. Because like you said, Dan, a lot of them do have a lot of the same features. You could do it in one-stop shop, right? With the weather, with journaling, with other predictions, all that type of stuff. But if your map is better than so-and-so's map, I'm going to use the better map service. If that's just plain and simple.
100%. 100%. How much do you pay? Well, that's probably not the right question. What do you think is a fair price for a monthly or annual subscription to a hunting app?
I don't know. That's a great question, just because I'm a cheap ass.
Yeah.
so like when it comes down to it, I mean, I know certain ones are, you could get everything for like $50.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones where it's everything for $99.99. And then it's because you could spend this and you get other features packed into it or whatever it be.
Yeah.
Man, you could even go, I would be okay with even going somewhere in the medium that has other features and the really good detail. I think a $74.99, you know what I mean? A $75 price tag would be okay. I think that's where I would lean towards, like, and when, you know, and that's where I think other models are like, hey, you only need one state. Here it is. It's only this price. But guys like you, yourself, myself, and you know, that you might be traveling other states, like that adds up pretty quickly. So to have a one-stop shop, man, 50 would be ideal, but I would personally for sure pay 75. When it gets past that, I'm like, ooh, what could I get away with type of
deal. Yeah, exactly. And I'm the kind of guy who, as far as what I look for, I'll just tell you what I look for in a digital app like this. I want a map that can be three options. I want topo lines. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, the closer the topo lines together, the better. Because I really want to see every subtle change in the terrain, especially when you get into flatter areas or even in for Iowa. There are some apps out there that I use, but the topo lines are further apart and there are subtleties that do not show up, like a dip in a ridge, specifically what I call a spur ridge, a little ridge that comes off of a main ridge. And that subtlety can really, really be used by the deer. I mean, but it won't show up on an app, okay, or on a map. So the more detailed the topo lines, the better. Like, just for anybody listening, if you're a mapping guy, man, the ability to change topo lines would be an awesome function where if you could go, okay, I want to see 30 feet, or I want to see 10 feet, or if I want to see 5 feet increments to really show the detail of that, that would be great. And then again, satellite imagery and then hybrid. Really, that's all I use. And most of the time it's kept on hybrid. So I'm able to see whatever's there. Now, outside of that, the ability to drop pins, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an elk. Here's a mule deer. Here's where my trail camera is. Here's like all the different options of pins. Love it. Okay. Right. Here's what else I use. I use line tracking or a distance.
Yeah.
Okay. To where I like to track out, like when I look at an access route, especially if I'm going deep in on public, I got to go to here. Then I got to go to here. How long is that? Okay, then I can plan for how long it's going to take me to walk, so I know when to leave in the mornings specifically, and how long it's going to take to get back at night or something like that. Like area, like the ability to highlight an area to see how many acres I'm dealing with is great. And then, man, to be honest with you, that's it. The weather, obviously, if it's there, the weather is great. But I'm looking for most of the time when I'm hunting no matter what the weather is doing. I just have to know wind direction and I have to know whether or not there's going to be rain to prepare for rain or not. Or if I'm in my truck or at the hotel room or at my house and I go, well, I'm sitting this one out because rain's coming today or something like that. So whether I'm on public or whether I'm on private, like I don't really get into all the bells and whistles. Like I just want it. I want to drop pins. I want to collect data, period.
Right.
As much data as I possibly can. And so I count data as pin drops. And then you can zoom out and you can go, okay, I can see trends in this terrain on how deer use this. Okay. So that's a little bit how I use it. So there is.
Let me ask you this, Dan, to kind of, cause I've started doing this the last like 2 years and me personally, because of the life that I live with my family, basically, you know, time's precious in that sense. I've known that if I've been into a spot and it's like, hey, I want to get a little bit more in there or check it out, and understanding the features a lot better, looking at the map and reading that and understanding that, I'll map out like, hey, if I'm going out tomorrow morning to go scout a spot, like what you were saying, I'm drawing those lines of like, hey, this is my rough estimate. I don't, obviously I could deviate from that, right? That doesn't mean this is the line I'm sticking to and walking to. But that allows me what you were saying. Hey, I might be 4 hours just because it's going to be 2 hours, you know, getting one way and 2 hours coming back. That is kind of, and it's made me quote unquote speed scout more efficiently and allows me to, okay, hey, I need to deviate. And like you said, this spot, man, there's a bench here that I'm not seeing on the map. I'm glad I walked this, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you do any of that on maybe new pieces or fine tuning, anything like that, where you preset your scouting trip with some sort of already detailed route and then you could deviate from that or no?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, however, when I am scouting, I'm dropping pins on rubs, on old scrapes, on bedding areas, or like what I do a lot of is when I'm scouting, especially on new properties or even current properties, I find sign that I really like, and then I find a tree to hunt that. Mm-hmm. Right. So in Iowa, you know, it really is either a south wind or it's a north northwest wind most of the time. Like those take up the two biggest. Now, are you going to get straight west winds? Yes. Are you going to get southeast east winds? Yes. You're going to get those. So what I do is I go into a location, I find the sign that I'm looking for, or a creek crossing or a awesome staging area, and then I'll drop a pin in there. Then the next time I pick up that the phone, or I'm on my desktop or whatever it is, then I'm going in and I'm saying, okay, I found a tree for a wind, like a south wind or a west wind or a northwest wind. Now, how do I access this? Right. And in my head, I'm going, okay, if I park here, I can come in on this wind and I can do this. And then I just basically brainstorm about how I can hunt that same area with really any wind direction.
Right.
Right.
I like that.
Because, you know, there deer are going to be there. If it's good location, barring like, you know, like if you got, let's say, a south-facing slope, right? South-facing slope. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great on a north wind. But just in case I see some movement there on a south wind, then I also want to be prepared for that as well. And so I usually try to, like, if I find a really good spot, dude, I got to try to find a spot to be in there every wind direction. Any and every wind direction.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Outside of what we've all, like, I'm simple.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all these bells and whistles. Okay. Is there anything else that you do a lot of, on your maps?
Honestly, just like you said, just dropping pins left and right.
Yeah.
Every little thing. And to kind of going back to how I was saying about the journaling aspect of it, that also happens immediately within this app that I'm using. Basically, it will drop a pin right there. And, you know, it's that one-stop shop where I don't have to go back. So that pin gets dropped, and then that information that I could type in for the details, but then all the weather and everything else information's on that. So other than that, I'm simple too. Like you said, it's just give me where I could put in the pins and the good mapping imagery, I'm sold.
Yep. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about brands here. The two that I am the most familiar with are, of course, Onyx and HuntStand. Mm-hmm. I've used those two the most out of all of them that have ever been made. What about you?
For me, for sure, Spartan Forge and Onyx.
Yep.
Those are the two. More so recently, the last couple of years, obviously, since Spartan Forge has come out, I've used Spartan Forge more than Onyx.
Okay. All right. I want to have a serious conversation here before we get into the mapping side of it. Mm-hmm. Spartan Forge and companies like DeerCast, and I think there's a couple other ones out there, they have some form of deer predictive movement type of algorithm built into it to try to let you know whether or not you should go hunting in a certain area. Okay. Mm-hmm. With that, I'll let you talk about that first. Like, how important is that to you on a hunting app or a mapping app?
Very little. Yes. Honestly, very little, just because I'm going to hunt when I can hunt. Mm-hmm. And if it says it is only a core area, it's only a normal pattern, like, you know, as far as movement goes, it's only a core area. As far as pattern, it's normal. I'm still going because, hell, you could get in there and the wind shifts and next thing you know it, you're in an opportunity, you know, arises for you. So honestly, that has very little to me. I know, obviously Spartan Forge has that, DeerCast has that, HuntWise has those different things. Honestly, that really is not a selling point for me whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Like, I understand why people might find that interesting, but if you're a working man and you have the ability, like on a weekend, you're like, okay, finally, like I got an opening in my schedule. I'm going to go hunt. And you look at something that's telling you, oh, conditions are not favorable for deer hunting. Are you really going to listen to the an algorithm right. tell you that you shouldn't go hunting on a day that it's your only day available that week? That is nonsense. So essentially, these apps are telling you to spend less time in the woods if that's your only opportunity that week to go, right?
Right.
On top of that, you know, some of these are based off of collared deer studies, okay? Meaning, as deer, you know, tend to start moving different times of years, you know, we don't even really need to get into all that, right? However, those collared deer studies are in a different state than what I live in. Or, you know, it's like, hey, I live in Florida, but the algorithm is kicking out information from Illinois or Ohio or wherever the studies are done from. Like, what does that have to do with Florida if the information's coming out? Even in a different county, like where are these collared deer at, right? Are they on high pressured public? Are they on low pressured private? Are they in a conservation area that there's no hunting? Like I need to know more information before I'm trusting any of that. So to me, and then the other one is like algorithm based off of hunting experience, right? Like one of the other apps, it's like, okay, well, the people who put together this algorithm have over 80 years of combined hunting experience. Hunting my farm? Do they have 80 years of experience hunting my farm? No. Do they have 80 years of experience hunting your farm? No. Nope. So why would I listen to somebody who doesn't hunt my farm? Period. Like to me, that's great. Cool. It's a fun little option to wear. But if you're a guy who is listening to that, especially on a week, it's like, okay, I've worked all year long. I'm going to use 5 days of vacation. I'm going to hunt the rut. Oh, this device says that I shouldn't be out there today. That's bullshit, man. I would say, do not listen to any of that and just go out and hunt. Hunt when you can, period.
This episode is brought to you by Stouffer's. Here comes 3-time juggling champion Natalia Rogers. She's juggling law school, her TA job. Oh, narrowly catches the laundry. What's that fourth ball? Parents unexpectedly showed up at dinner time? Is that too much for Natalia? Not with Stouffer's Chicken Alfredo and its mouth-watering mix of Asiago, Romano, and Parmesan. When you're juggling 4 things at once and the clock strikes dinner, think Stouffer's.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's where I think people maybe new to hunting or whatever could really get wrapped up into things. Mm-hmm. Like if you're, you know, you want to nerd out and maybe keep track of it just to see how it plays out while you're actually out there. But like you said, Dan, don't have that dictate whether you're going out or not. You know what I mean? That's that's just plain and simple. I mean, to be completely honest with you, there was the video of my first deer that I finally self-filmed and killing this past year. It was on a location where I knew I had a high success opportunity to maybe get something, and it was quick. It was after school when I was done teaching. I slipped in, not being detected, and the wind was calling for it to me, you know, having it was like on the fringe. It was either okay for me or okay, more beneficial for the deer. And yeah. as I was in the timber, luckily it was early October, so it was still foliage on the ground or, you know, on the trees. So wind was kind of, you know, maybe died before it got to this, but where it was showing on the app was blowing right exactly where I killed the deer from. Mm-hmm. She should have winded me. And, you know, the wind was, I think, just dying a little bit. But again, if you are even just saying, man, this is a southwest wind right now, I should not hunt that. I mean, I get it, you know, but like where I hunt, man, if what the app says, it's usually wrong in all of them. And I'll just be completely honest, just because of the terrain features that I actually hunt.
Right.
And it could be right on one spot, but it's wrong exactly where I am, just because of what is the actual terrain feature presenting itself.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows the properties that you guys hunt better than you. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why, like, especially on the Nine Finger Chronicles podcast, that's why I love interviewing guys and gals from all over the country, because everybody takes a little bit different of an approach to to a season and still gets the job done for the most part. You know, if you're good, if you understand deer movement, you're going to find a way to kill deer. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man, it's just like, you're not going to get a red light, green light from an app, right? Especially if the data is coming from people or data that's not your farm. I'm literally perplexed of how people like take that information so seriously. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Okay.
That's why I think the imagery is king. To me, imagery is king. And then right below that is what you said earlier is all the variety of pins that you could potentially use and all that stuff.
Yep. Okay. Now let's get into the brands. Mm-hmm. All right. Why don't we start off with Spartan Forge?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the most experience with that. I have a little bit of experience with that. And so what do you like? It sounds like you use Spartan Forge the most.
Yeah, 100%. So what's really nice is whether I'm using it on my laptop or on my phone is the imagery. I think for me personally, like where I hunt, I have no issues with that. I know some people, you know, whether you're maybe out west or whatever that, but in the state of Pennsylvania, in New York, in Ohio, Maryland, I'm talking the states that I mainly hunt, I've had nothing but great imagery. And going back to what I was mentioning earlier, I'm able to click on the UAV mapping and actually see, hey, what does it look like right now? And then what did it look like last fall? So I can literally see when the foliage starts coming off the trees, and I can really get a good idea of maybe trails, all that stuff. And then now throw in that LiDAR, which generates basically even more detail underneath. Basically now you're seeing what's underneath the canopy. I mean, that's huge. I mean, we were saying earlier, as far as like drainages and benches and maybe trails, and once you turn on the water source, like going back to what I said earlier, with my time, I just want to maximize my efficient, you know, scouting trips the best I can. That feature with the LiDAR has made it a lot easier in a sense of spending more time in better locations instead of just chasing my tail like I used to, which was fun, don't get me wrong, but like now let's be a little bit more efficient. And that's what I mean by being easier. It's not as like, oh man, that looks good. And then I would get in there and it's like, holy cow, this sucks. There's no sign. There's no this. And even though it has on the topo lines, what deer should be, you know, should live in here. Now I could find those little faint trails It's really awesome to see that. So in all honesty, Dan, like Spartan Forge also has that ability of doing the topo line contour lines. Like you could go 10 feet, you could go 20, 30, 40, you could turn it off. So having those 10 feet topo lines on that is awesome. It's a really nice feature. And then that's where, like, again, finding those benches are really nice because you could then really see that separation there. And then tons of different pins that you could drop, which are awesome. You know, like I felt like Onyx does a good job. They offer a bunch of colors. So does Spartan Forge. But now you could really differentiate from like a cell cam or a camera, trail camera, just on that app. And then you could also have a scrape underneath it. And now you know, hey, that's a camera over a scrape. Like that's pretty cool. Instead of just typing that in, like you just know that's what that is already.
Right, right. Elaborate a little bit more on, like, when you use your LiDAR map, are you able to overlay that with topo lines?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool because it allows
slope angle too, Dan.
In that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you're looking at, can you walk up it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if it's too steep, you can't walk up it, or maybe you'll have to go sideways up it or things like that. And you can prepare for that. That's really cool, man. Yeah. That's the next thing. That's the cool thing about Spartan Forge is they always seem to be a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to the next thing. And LiDAR is definitely the next thing.
Yeah. Like, and on top of that too, like Bill does a really good job of wanting to improve it for the user. I will give him that. I mean, it's him. I mean, that's the other piece that, like, if you are having an issue, I love being able to just be like, hey, Bill, I'm having this issue. And he'll be like, oh, we got to do this, and he'll fix it. And then if it's happening again with more people, obviously it's a bigger issue, and he'll try to fix it. But like the new thing now, like everybody always complained about the user being able to switch from map to map to map, right? Well, now the latest one, which is awesome, is the presets. Like now you could go in there and on your toggle on the map icon, you could set your preset one. So like what you were saying, Dan, that's your hybrid, right? So you could go on there, hit what you want on there from the distance of your contour lines. You could hit if you want water, you could hit if you want private public, you could hit all these different other kind of tidbits for it that you want it to show or not show. And then you could name it and save it as like preset one. And then preset two, it could be just your topo. And then now for preset three, it could be your LiDAR. And then all it is on that map icon, you just swipe it over, and then that map will show exactly that within your preset. So that's been the newest thing, and that has been awesome because that, again, is what a lot of people were complaining about. Is like, hey, make this a little bit better. Well, that to me, that made it a lot better.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I didn't mention earlier of the things that I'm looking for. But I feel like now it's just standard, right? Obviously property owner information, right? Obviously public versus private, obviously boundaries, obviously units, especially if you're going out of state, you need to be in the right unit. All those things, for me, we've hit a point in this technology where those are all standard now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, like, if they don't have any of that stuff, I'm not using that app. So, okay. What else? Now, you've talked a little bit about some positives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any places where you feel that Spartan Forge lacks, or you get frustrated using some of their stuff?
So for me, I just because I haven't been out much as I would like to, I think the tracker, that's where, like, I use that's the term on X. I think Spartan Forge that uses that one too. You know, if I hit like where I'm going if it's a new spot, I hit it from the truck and then see at my distance, how far I'm going, all that stuff and where I'm walking to. I find Onyx might have that one over Spartan Forge, just cause other times I'm like, if I'm looking, I'm like, man, why is this almost in two different lines here. So that's probably always been my biggest gripe. And that's something where that's important. You know what I mean? Right. If you are scouting a new piece and you're like, oh, where the heck am I going? All that type of stuff. If you're not that, you know, woodsmanship savvy and you're really relying on that, that's a huge thing.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Especially if you're trying, like, you're blood trailing, an animal. Last year, I mean, it even happens with me on Onyx, when I was trying to, I was on tracking and then or shed hunting. And I'm like, okay, I need to know where I'm gridding to look for antlers. And then, so I started it. And then when I went to go pick it up, you know, hour or so later, it had stopped and then started and then stopped and started. So there was gaps in my line. And that's kind of frustrating, especially on a blood track, on a blood trail.
This episode is brought to you by Redfin. You're listening to a podcast, which means you're probably multitasking, maybe even scrolling home listings on Redfin, saving homes without expecting to get them. But Redfin isn't just built for endless browsing. It's built to help you find and own a home. With agents who close twice as many deals, when you find the one, you've got a real shot at getting it. Get started at redfin.com. Own the dream.
They always tell you there's a catch, a compromise, an asterisk. Terms apply. See store for details. Maybe less than advertised. May vary by mood. Probably. Sprite Zero Sugar? It's different. It's the lemon lime flavored refreshment you want with zero sugar. So no fast voice? No caveats. Just refreshment. This is Sprite Zero Sugar. Obey your thirst.
Right. So I would say, again, it's not like a huge, huge negative thing. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, too, all of them have their con when it comes to that. But, I mean, for how much awesomeness there is in the maps and all that stuff, I would say that's also another little important feature that where, like, majority, if not all of them, could do probably a better job on.
Right. Okay. Do you have any experience with Onyx or Hunt Stand?
Hunt Stand, no. Onyx, yes.
Okay. All right. What about Go Hunt?
Go Hunt a little bit, but not a lot.
Right. The only thing that I've really ever used Go Hunt for is just the unit information.
Right.
Right. Draw odds, just like mostly everybody else does. But I've been using that, and I do use it. However, now all my information is on one, mostly on Hunt Stand and mostly on an Onyx, right? And so I don't necessarily need to use that mapping, but I think they're a little bit behind, if I had to guess, on some of these other ones like Spartan Forge, Go Hunt, and Hunt Stand, just because they started that process later than them. However, the big benefit is like draw odds and information and the community there that they have access to, you know, to talk to people and things like that.
Which is great, Dan, because Spartan Forge actually partnered with Eastman's Hunting Journal. Mm-hmm. So now they have that feature too. So again, we're talking about like people becoming the norm and setting standards. Mm-hmm. Like this is where, man, if one person does it, if the next doesn't do it, we're falling behind. And that is something where, again, Spartan Forge does it. And that's where, when we were talking about pricing, please don't quote me. I mean, you could probably Google, but I think Spartan Forge is what, like $60, and you're getting, that might be a little added price onto that. Mm-hmm. You're getting all the, you know, hunt units and draw odds, all that stuff too. And I know Onyx does that as well. So, I mean, again, standards where all these companies are kind of staying together, like neck and neck. It's just, again, to me, I'm going to go back to it. It's going to come down to that imagery stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Because Go Hunt, I think I'm off and on depending on if I'm going to try to, I don't even think I'm a Go Hunt insider right now. But when I go look at my Wyoming preference points, or I'm looking to go do something else of when I should probably go do that, I'll probably get an insider's membership for a year, so I can prep and plan for, you know, the best route for that stuff. It's very easy to use. You can click on units and states and things like that. Okay. So Onyx. I want to talk about Onyx last. Hunt stand. Okay. So, man, it was like either last year or 2 years ago, I was working with Hunt Stand to do, they bought an advertising slot on the network and on the Nine Finger Chronicles, and I believe even on this show. All right. And they gave me a membership, and I was trying to use it like I was using Onyx. Okay. So this, like, I didn't use it a ton, and I'll tell you why. Here's my phone. Okay. Yeah. So for those of you who are listening to this, I'm going to try to describe this as good as I can. Okay. So you hit the app on your phone, and it doesn't even take you to a map right away. It just gives you all these options. Okay. It gives you all these options. Okay. Do I want a hybrid? Do I want property info? Why can't I get both of those? I want hunting lands. I want public lands. I want, I also have the Pro Whitetail platform, a nationwide rut map, which is kind of cool. 3D imagery. That's awesome. They have whitetail forecast. They have a map editor where you can, you know, drop all your pins and things like that. Monthly satellite. For a while there, they were really hyping up their monthly satellite. Let's push on the monthly satellite here. It is extremely pixelated, so it's only good from like a 10,000 foot view, right? To see, okay, well, here's the city that I live in. You can tell the crops are not in. It's green. The last time it was done, it was in May. So I'm guessing at the end of this month, they'll update it with June with another okay map, right? It's like, what am I getting? I'm zooming in all the way here, and you can see how pixelated it is, right? And maybe it's just my prerogative here. Now, here is what happens when you push Onyx. Okay, here's my Onyx. Boom, hit it. It's loading.
Right to a map.
Right to a map. And so, like, I just couldn't get on board with Hunt Stand. Because number one, it's really whitetail focused on it. And I don't really, I hunt multiple species. And so at least when I used it, maybe they updated it, but a lot what I have used on Hunt Stand is they didn't have an elk or glassing, like a glassing knob type options. It was all whitetail focused. And so, it was really hard for me to try to use Hunt Stand because of just almost overkill in options. Like, why can't I go? Like, what? Why do you need? I understand why you can do 3D imagery, but now I go to let's go out of here once. Okay, I can do 3D imagery just from a click of a button here on Onyx. I can do, like, I feel like it's way more user friendly. Now, again, I haven't messed around with Spartan Forge that much. But like, it should just be, you open it up a map and you're ready to go. You don't have to do all this choosing. Right. And so that's my personal thing. And so that's why I've continued to stay with Onyx and pay a little bit more because of ease of use.
Right.
And so I don't even know what I'm paying right now. I have it on auto renew, and it's like, I think I'm paying over $100 for it a month, like 140 maybe. I don't even know. And so, like, the layers, the units, all the states are there, all the different, I believe any piece of public that they have is on there. I'm trying to think. Right? And so for me, especially when I am in the field, I want to pull my phone up, boom, open it up. Here's where I'm at. I can hit the target button on there. It's going to take me right to where I'm at. I feel like the tracker blue dot is way more accurate on Onyx than it is Hunt Stand, as far as how far it goes down into the point. And so it's really like, and maybe they've really out like improved it since, I don't know, a year and a half ago since when I used it. But man, it's just, it's very hard for me to go away from something that I've had a ton of, like I started using Onyx before Spartan Forge was even a thing. And so I have, like, I mean, if you looked at my pins across the United States, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, I'm getting tons of information from Kansas, and even out west when I've gone elk hunting and things like that, it's a database for all of my hunting experiences. Now, I will say this. I don't know if Spartan Forge can do this, but does I know that Hunt Stand, if you choose, it's probably number one, the most affordable option. I believe Hunt Stand, out of the three that we've talked about, is the most affordable. Outside of that, Hunt Stand also allows you to import all of your pins from outside of their platform.
Yep. Spartan Forge does too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's also now a standard. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to combine and you're like, okay, man, I got three mapping services now. I only need one. Which one do I want to use? You can import all of your pins. I think you have to do that from a desktop though.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure on that one.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that's just kind of my two cents on those two, really leaning heavily towards Onyx, just because it's something that I'm the most familiar with, to be honest with you. And it's simple and very user-friendly.
Yeah. That's the key is that, and that's where, again, Spartan Forge has all those bells and whistles and packs, you know, a punch with those things. If that's what you're into and you want to nerd out and figure out like peak rut time and moon phase, all that type of stuff, and overfoot, underfoot, all that type of stuff. But again, to me, where it shines is those map, like the imagery. And, you know, like you said, as soon as it pops on, you hit the app icon and the map comes up and you're not dilly dallying with anything else. Like that's, I don't know. I know it sounds nitpicky, but it's important.
Well, yeah. I mean, why do I have to sit there? Like, yeah, I understand. But in today's world, having instant, I don't know, not necessarily gratification is the right word, but like I shouldn't have to like go through a step to pull up maps that I, and then I also shouldn't have to pull up multiple maps for the same thing, right? Oh, I have to switch between satellite imagery and 3D. It should be right there. Pop, right. Done. And so you like being ease of use and how I use it, which is very minimal compared to all the functionalities that all of these have. I just want a map to pop up. I want to be able to switch between hybrid and satellite imagery. And most of the time I'm on hybrid anyway, like 90% of the time. And I want to know landowners, and I want to know property boundaries, and I want to know public land versus private land. I want to drop pins, and I want to have mark access routes. And outside of that, even weather is extra,
right?
At that point, like I watch the news, I pretty much know what the wind is going to be doing or what the weather is. And if I'm on a hunting trip and I don't have access to a television, I'm looking at
the weather app,
mostly just for radar. But now that all weather comes standard on all of these, just pop right there. Most of the time it's right there in front of you anyway, in the bottom corner or one of the corners of the app. So that's really my thoughts on it. Do you have any in conclusion type thoughts of what we've talked about today?
No, man, I just think, you know, for me, it's all about how can I be a little bit more efficient, and using Spartan Forge and the last couple of years, the progress that's made, I believe it's also made a big progress in my game, getting boots on the ground, seeing things and seeing how things kind of really quote unquote map out, and understanding that's been a really big help for that. Just because I could sit here late at night, look at it And when I get there and it's there and there's good sign and there's other pieces that I could, you know, put together the picture there, that's really helpful. And that's, you know, my thing is there's big chunks of public land. If I'm hunting here locally, how could I find spots within the spots? And that's right. That's been really important. And do the same thing also on private.
Yep. 100%. 100%. I think that's it, man. I know there's other mapping services out there, but I'll be completely honest with them. If I haven't heard of them, then they're not worth talking about. Like I didn't want to do any research on this episode and say, oh, have you checked this out? This out? Well, these are the biggest players in the game right now. And so this is what I wanted to talk about. So, outside of that, are we good? We good to go? Can we shut her down?
I like it, man. Get out there.
All right.
Look on your computers, look on your phones, map it out, figure out where you're going to hunt this year and have fun.
There we go. Great ending.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.